KXOK and NBC News cover the world, your world. News people covering just plain people, the newsmakers.
Five.
We're going to
four,
do it. We're going to do it.
Engine start. We
have. As the main engine starts, there they are. We got the main engine. All right. 3 seconds on there. There goes the boosters in. She's lifting off the pad. Here it goes. It's off. It is off. It is going. The first shuttle is clear.
And 2.5 days later, Dave Blackburn was on hand for the big finish.
Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Touchdown. Those here, 10 feet.
There you have it. The Columbia is on the ground. The Columbia has landed.
Coverage by NBC News is not limited to this country. Philip Till covered the hostage crisis from beginning to end, first in Tehran.
The American hostages have been held so long that even the hate-filled slogans painted on the walls are beginning to fade.
Then, in the shadow of the pyramids,
the imperial anthem of Iran, being played for the last time for the Shah, the King of Kings. Six black horses pull a gun carriage, taking the Shah to his final resting place, a tomb in Cairo's El Rafai Mosque. The green, white, and red imperial flag drapes the coffin. A uniformed President Sadat leads the mourners in the baking Cairo sunshine.
And finally, at the Rhein-Main Air Base in Germany.
The long ride to freedom is over for now. The 52 liberated Americans are in Germany and in the custody of the United States Air Force.
And will you forget NBC projecting Ronald Reagan, the winner, at 8:18 p.m. on November 3rd?
This is an NBC News hotline report. I'm Alan Walden, NBC News, New York. NBC News now projects that Ronald Reagan has won the general election of 1980. The states which put him over the top, South Carolina and New Hampshire, giving him a total of 270 electoral votes.
Do you remember the NBC newscast which started out live on location in New York, December 14, 1980?
NBC News, this is Ann Taylor. Here in New York's Central Park, thousands of people are preparing to join in a silent vigil to John Lennon. Here, where on a Sunday afternoon, there's usually the sound of radios, skateboards, the sounds of joggers and bicycle riders. There's also going to be quiet this afternoon.
The return of the hostages to cynical Washington, D.C. brought the government workers out of their offices to welcome them home. And NBC News was there. Total and complete coverage of the assassination attempt on the president, the attempt on the life of the Pope, and more and more. NBC News is people.
David Brinkley, NBC News.
Washington. Eric Utley, NBC News.
Jack Perkins, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Al Stern, NBC News, Washington.
John Chancellor, NBC News.
Douglas Kiker, NBC
Russ
News,
Ward, NBC
Washington.
News.
Edwin Newman, NBC News, New York.
Mike Moss, NBC News.
David Burrington, NBC News, Tel Aviv.
And Don Blair, Wally Robinson, and Marvin Cal, Dan Blackburn, Roy Neal, and Jane Pauley, Vic Aiken in the Middle East, Mike Chinoy and Neil Davis in Asia, David Weber in Europe, Bill Lynch at the White House, hundreds of correspondents and reporters, thousands of technicians and support personnel, and me, Steve Porter.
And KXOK News is people. We cover the happenings of Metro St. Louis, Illinois, and Missouri. I'm David Collin, news director at KXOK and our critic at large. I review theater, opera, the symphony, restaurants, and night spots. I'll tell you which ones are good and which ones are not. We serve you. Here we are.
I'm Linda Johnson, KXOK News.
I'm Vicki Atlas, KXOK News.
Bob Shea, KXOK News.
This is meteorologist Alan Archer at the KXOK Weather Center.
Dan Girard covers all the sports you need to know in Metro St. Louis, and I'm David Collin. We're NBC and KXOK News.